Good afternoon. Agenda paper 28 provides an update on the Emerging Economies Group meeting that was held in May 2018. The paper's for information purposes only. So just as way as background, the EEG was established in 2011 with the aim of enhancing the engagement of emerging economies in participation with the Arthur S. Foundation. The EEG is a technical group made up of national standard setters from emerging economies and aims to share views and exchange experiences. It contributes to the board's standard setting work programme. The EEG is chaired by Amaro, and the vice chair is Mr. Gao, Director General of the Accounting and Regulatory Department of the Ministry of China, who also provide the secretarial services to the group. And we value the support of our Chinese colleagues. The board is also the group is also heavily supported by Daryl Scott. So since I took over looking after the group, we have made some changes in agreement with the EEG members, which are outlined in the paper. One of the things we've done is to invite observers to the EEG meetings. Normally we select emerging economies close to the region where we're holding the meeting. So last time the meeting was held in Malaysia, and Lao participated in the meetings as well. In addition, we've developed a more detailed report of the meetings, which is set out in Appendix A of Agenda Paper 28. The aim of this is to allow a greater audience to understand and perhaps share the experiences of the emerging economies by making the discussions we've had a bit more widely available. In relation to the May meeting, the EEG have a unique approach to their meeting. So they have day one topic. So they go into an in-depth analysis of one topic. So in May, that topic was IFRS 16, and Daryl presented on that topic. Apart from that, I don't have any further comments unless Amara or Darren have any comments.
Okay. An observation. I think it's very helpful to have developed this report because, you know, my understanding is the meetings are not themselves public, or, you know, we don't webcast them or archive them. But it means that the combination of the papers being available plus this report gives transparency across all of our stakeholders.
Yeah, I just add a point, as Mary said, that I really like the report, because originally EEG meeting, after the meeting, the members just would like to say, to see what the feedback from the board and what they talk about during the meeting. So currently we got the report on the website, and also, you know, also the meeting, the information about the meeting reported to the board. So this kind of mechanism, I think, helpful for those members of EEG, and to help them to engage further with regards to the EEG meeting and all those agenda paper preparation, other things. Yeah. So I think this is a very good mechanism. Yeah.
John Wu.
Yes, there are. After this new terms of reference, other observers, new observers, are there any new observers?
So we don't. What we do is the chair, under the new terms of reference, the chair Amaro has the ability to invite people. So we normally work with the other EEG members and with the translation, adoption, and copyright team to look at what would be suitable emerging economies to invite to the meeting.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this month's meeting.
Last one on this one.